Chris Brown's appearance on WGR is being brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. By Dunn Tire, official tire dealer of the Buffalo Bills. And by the Lockport Outdoor Store, high-impact gear for hardworking men and women.
Football Friday on WGR. Jeremy and Joe with you, gearing up for a Sunday 1 o'clock game. The temperature looks tremendous. It'll be good to be back at home at Highmark Stadium, checking on the progress of the canopy. Chris Brown joining us on the Western Hotline. Chris, I'm excited to see the canopy. I don't think I've been down to see it in a couple of weeks, at least not until since the last Bills home game.
Yeah, it's coming along. I would say on the far side of the stadium, they're almost all the way around on that side. So, yeah, a lot of progress.
Yeah. Exciting times, you know, like it's this stuff going on, not just the team. They won in New York, big win for them. But the Amari Cooper trade made this week a lot more exciting. A lot of Bills fans. I thought it was interesting. You know, when we talked on Monday after they beat the Jets, everybody was pretty happy. But there was this undercurrent of, I think they really do need that receiver, though. And sure enough, within 24 hours, they go out and get the job done.
Right. And really, Amari Cooper as a potential target just made way too much sense. You know, the Bills bit the salary cap bullet this offseason with trading Diggs and, you know, taking a $31 million hit. And then they had, you know, other cap casualties that they had to throw overboard, you know, like Mitch Morse and others. So they really just bit the bullet this year. So to take on, you know, the salary of another primetime receiver, you know, with $25, $30 million, that's just something that was not realistic. So Amari Cooper is the perfect answer. You know, $800,000 on your salary cap that you inherit, I mean, it's more than manageable. And, you know, you're getting a premier receiver who still can get it done in this league.
It feels like this week has been learning about Cooper as a very well-respected veteran by pretty much everybody in the league.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Five Pro Bowls and what is it? Seven 1,000 yard seasons. That'll kind of put a stamp on you as pretty darn good in this league. Not to mention the fact that, I mean, he had his most productive season last year with 1,250 yards with two different quarterbacks in Watson and Flacco. So, I mean, it's not like, well, you know, this guy was really good as a younger player. We're hoping to get something out of him. I mean, the guy is still operating at a top shelf level. So, now, knowing he's probably playing with the best quarterback he's ever played with, you know, the expectations are pretty high right now. And it was interesting to see Coach McDermott and even Josh Allen trying to temper expectations, you know, knowing the undertaking that Amari Cooper takes on here, you know, trying to catch on midseason with what is known as a voluminous offensive playbook.
How much, if it really starts getting going, Chris, maybe this is more for down the road, how the season ends or looks at the end, how much different would you expect their offense to look versus what it's looked in the first six games? Like, they are running the ball more this year, and I don't know that I would want to think that changes too much. But I'm looking at some of Allen's numbers. I saw this earlier, like him being under 200 yards per game, just the passing offense when it's called upon to be more efficient, like how much of an impact and a change do you think Cooper will have on the rest of it?
Yeah, I think he'll change, you know, the ability for this offense to stay on schedule, the ability for this offense to convert on third down, which has been a problem since the beginning of the season. I mean, they're down in the lower third of the league in third down conversion rate, although it was a little better last week. So I think he helps in those areas. I think the area where it's going to be most noticeable is in the middle of the field, because these last 3 weeks when they have played better pass defenses, and they're going to play another one this week, basically their approach is we're going to play man coverage on the outside and close down the middle of the field to Kincaid and Shakir, because we don't believe your outside receivers can win one-on-one against our guys. And that's been pretty effective. So, you know, talking to Brandon Bean yesterday, who will be our pregame interview on the Bills Radio Network Sunday, he basically said to me, I just need to try in my position as general manager to have as many answers on for our offensive unit for whatever a defense can throw at you. And obviously Amari Cooper provides you with a lot more answers.
Chris Brown joining us on the Western Hotline. We talk a lot about the offense. Defensively, it's funny, like, talking about this team. They've been pretty good, but they're giving up a lot of chunk plays and explosive plays. And I wonder,
yeah,
you know, as Sean McDermott and Bobby Babich, like, zero in on how things are going for their defense, it's also a unit that's in transition. They've had some injuries. They're getting those players back. What's the diagnosis, I guess? What's the way to figure out why and how to stop those big plays from happening?
Yeah, if I had that answer, I'd be qualified to be an NFL coach. But look, I mean, I think they're dicing up the film. They're trying to figure out, is this a communication issue? Is this an execution issue? And I think some of the disjointed nature of who has been in the lineup and out of the lineup is a big part of this. I think we know that over the course of many years, this defense has been the best in the league in preventing big plays. But here we are Monday night, and there's eight more against them by the Jets. So that has to get fixed. Otherwise, teams are going to continue to drive the field on you and put points on the board. And we've seen in games already where there's been maybe a half where they've looked a little leaky, and then they fix it, whether it's halftime adjustments or what have you. I mean, yes, Zuerlein missed two field goals, but the defense, once again, in the second half, clamped down precipitously on the Jets, and they did the same thing with the Texans. So how you do that for 60 minutes, I think, is the task at hand now for Bobby Babich and this defensive unit. And look, the schedule gets a little softer here these next few weeks. You're not facing juggernaut offenses, so maybe it starts to look a little better, but I think they do want to get a fix so they look like the defense we've become accustomed to seeing over the years under Sean McDermott, playing a 60-minute game instead of 30 or 40 minutes.
Without treating an opponent like they're inferior, overlooking them, a get-right game, Tennessee might be what the doctor ordered. Will Levis has been rough, and I expect him to have a rough day on Sunday.
Yeah, he's probably walking into a hornet's nest this week, and if Ed Oliver's playing, I think it's an insurmountable problem for Tennessee's offense. You know, they're obviously going to try to run the ball with Tony Pollard, who's been productive for them, even though they've been largely rendered one-dimensional most of the weeks that they have played. It's crazy to think that, you know, they have household names in their receiving core like Tyler Boyd and DeAndre Hopkins and Calvin Ridley, and yet these guys have been unable to produce because the trigger man can't get them the football. So I think, again, they lean on their run game, hope it keeps them on schedule, and then hope Will Levis can let the game come to him instead of trying to make the amazing happen every single play.
Chris Brown on the Western Hotline. Chris, thanks very much. We'll hear from you on Sunday.
All right, take care, guys.
You can also hear from him on One Bills Live later today. Chris Brown's appearance on Football Friday is brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. By Dunn Tire, the official tire dealer of the Buffalo Bills, and by Lockport Outdoor Store, high-impact gear for hardworking men and women. Football Friday, that's brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash, call Salino, and by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Start your game day the Crosby's way. We've got more coming up. We've got a Titans guest, Tyler Rowland, coming up at 9:30. Tell us about Tennessee's season at this point, expecting Stevie Johnson to pop in. We'll get his thoughts on the Amari Cooper trade as well. Jeremy and Joe on a Football Friday.